Hello and a warm welcome to the Sunbury Life podcast. My name is Steve Hart and this is the podcast for week ending Friday, 20 September 2024. Hope you're doing well. As the four-year term of Hume City councillors comes to an end with elections taking place in October, Councillor Carly Moore wants all members in the council's shiny new $2.7 million chamber for the final two meetings of this council. However, Councillor Trevor Dance says the chamber isn't a safe place and prefers to attend meetings online. Hume City staff told Councillor Moore that councillors can ask to attend meetings remotely. And with local election campaigning having barely started, claims of vandals removing candidate publicity signs belonging to Natalie Harrison and Trevor Dance have surfaced this week. Seeking office for the first time, running in Jackson's Creek ward as an independent, Ms. Harrison says two of her promotional signs in Gunawarra and one in Buller disappeared this week. Her running mate, fellow independent councillor Trevor Dance, standing in Emu Creek ward, says one of his signs was taken down in Sunbury but was put back a day later. On to local radio now, and Sunbury Radio has a slimmed-down committee following changes made at its August AGM. The station is also preparing to change its status from a not-for-profit to a charity. Volunteers are preparing to attend the Sunbury Agricultural Show on 12 October. Contact the station if you want to get involved and help out. In other news, law firm Maurice Blackburn is appealing for anyone with information about historical sexual abuse at the Sunbury Aquatic and Leisure Centre to contact its lawyers. The firm has launched an appeal for witnesses as part of its investigation on behalf of a client who was allegedly abused by a former worker at the pool during the 1980s. The alleged perpetrator has since died, says the law firm. A third runway for Melbourne Airport got the green light from Catherine King MP. The 3,000-metre runway is expected to come into operation in 2031 and will be built 1.3 kilometres to the west of the airport's existing north-south runway. A black swan, frequently seen at Spavin Lake, that was treated for zinc poisoning back in May, was helped again last month after a fishing hook was spotted in its beak. In addition to removing a hook from the swan, volunteers from Wildlife Rescue and Rehab statewide helped a goose that had a fish hook in one of its feet, also found at Spavin Lake. On to local museum news now, and Hume City councillors have voted to look again at the location of Sunbury's George Evans Museum. The proposal by Councillor Trevor Dance means council staff will review options for a fully freestanding building, such as within the Jackson's Hill site, and investigate any potential to expand the current location at the Global Learning Centre in Sunbury. The museum has a collection of around 10,000 exhibits, many donated by local families. And finally, in the news section, the government has revealed the location of a new $25 million TAFE campus in Sunbury. It's expected to open sometime in 2028. The site is said to span around 3,000 square metres and sits between 7 Evans Street and 2-4 O'Shaughnessy Street, close to the town centre and public transport. Student capacity at the campus will be around 150, with options to take part in courses online. On to what's on now. In Sunbury, the Repair Cafe is up and running on Saturday, 21 September, starting at 10 a.m. and running until 12:30 p.m. at the Neighbourhood House, 531 Elizabeth Drive, Sunbury. If you've got something that's broken and you think it can be repaired, take it along to the Repair Cafe. They might even help you fix it yourself. And if you're good at quizzes, there's a Sunbury BMX Trivia Night on Thursday, 26 September at the Sunbury Stars Pavilion, Cornish Street. All the fun starts at 6:30 p.m. and runs until 11:30 p.m. Tickets are $27.28, all for a good cause. The Sunbury Show is on Saturday, 12 October. All the fun there starts at 8:30 in the morning and runs until 6 p.m. and that will be held at the Clark Oval. It's a great day for the whole family and Sunbury Radio will be there. And that's it. You're up to date. Do visit sunburylife.au, and if you've got news for us, do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it definitely matters to us. Have yourself a great weekend.